This is Kevin Trudeau in the studio, and I'm very, very excited to be able to share with you this incredible breakthrough discovery for losing weight. I am the author of the new book called How to Lose 30 Pounds in 30 Days, the last diet you'll ever need. It's really the secrets that the food industry does not want you to know about in terms of losing weight. And I've discovered this over the years because I've always had a weight problem since I was a very little kid. And I've tried everything under the sun to lose weight. I've tried pills. I've tried powders. I've tried diets. I've even went to fat farms for weeks on end. I've had personal trainers come to my house and exercise up to 5 hours a day trying to lose weight and keep it off. And I've always had a problem with weight. Even if I lost weight, I would gain it right back. And in the process of losing weight, I always found that I was irritable, I was hungry, I was grumpy, I was tired, I was emotional, depressed, not feeling good, and it was always a challenge. If you are listening to this CD, you obviously have a weight problem, and you want to lose some weight. Maybe some of you only want to lose 5 or 10 pounds. Maybe some of you want to lose 20 or 30 pounds. Maybe some of you want to lose 50 or 100 pounds or more. And most of you, I'm pretty sure, have tried multiple things to lose that weight. Most of you, I'm sure, have also, like myself, had the yo-yo effect, where you maybe lost some weight, but always wound up gaining it back, and then lost it, and then wound up gaining it back. And you're always concerned about your weight, your clothes don't fit right, you don't feel good walking around, maybe there's some health problems associated with your weight issue, and maybe you just don't feel good about yourself because of your weight. Maybe some of you have low energy levels because of your weight. Well, the good news is this. There is a revolutionary discovery that I believe that will allow you to lose weight faster and easier than ever before, and more importantly, keep the weight off forever once and for all. And that's what this book on CD is really all about. Now, these are my opinions, these are my observations, and I want you to let you know that there are multiple people that violently disagree with all the things I'm going to say on this CD. And it's really important that if you have any medical issues or if you're about to try or start any weight loss program, that you do consult a healthcare professional before you do so to make sure you don't have any health-related issues. Now, I have to say that because heaven forbid somebody actually does some of the things I say on this CD and has some type of health issue, which I don't believe you'll have, but certainly I don't know your health condition to start with. So it's always good, especially if you have some known health conditions, to consult with a healthcare professional before you implement any of these ideas. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is why people are overweight. Now, this particular book on CD is available to people all over the world, but I want to just talk about America as an example, because what's happening in America is also starting to infiltrate the rest of the world. All the countries in the rest of the world are starting to get the problems that are the most prevalent here in America. So I'll just talk about America, but know that if you're in England or if you're in South Africa, or if you're in Australia, New Zealand, or any part of the world and you're listening to this, the problems that are in America are starting to creep into countries all over the world as well, and you may be a victim of these circumstances. And that's why this information is so vitally important to know. So why are we overweight? Well, in America right now, the statistics vary, but on average, it's about 75% of the people in America are said to be overweight. 75% of the people in America are overweight. 75%. I mean, isn't that incredible? 40% of the people in America are said to be obese. 40% obese. Now, first off, what classifies you as overweight and what classifies you as being obese? Well, the government comes up with statistics based on height and weight and determines if you're a male and you are a certain height, then if you're at this weight or above, you're overweight. But if you're this weight or above, you're obese. And they also use something called body mass index. But the interesting thing is, if you go back to 1950 or 1940 and you look at the numbers then and you compare to the people today, the numbers have changed over the years. In other words, the government keeps changing what is classified as being overweight and over obese. They keep changing those numbers. So using today's statistics, it's about 75% of the people are classified as being overweight using today's statistics. If you were to use the statistics of 1940 or 1950, it's 90% of the people in America are overweight. See, they keep reducing it, making it easier to not be overweight, but it's still 75% or up to 90% depending on what numbers you look at. You know something? The statistics don't matter. You're overweight, you're fat, you've had a weight problem. I've had a weight problem my entire life. We have a hard time buying clothes. We don't like the way the clothes fit. We don't like our energy levels. We're tired all the time. We're grumpy. We don't sleep well. We snore. We're hungry all the time. We're embarrassed when we go to a buffet because we want to get 9 helpings and we want to fill up that plate as much as we can. We love the all-you-can-eat scenarios, and it's embarrassing. You don't want to go to the beach and take your shirt off. You don't want to go to the gym because you feel embarrassed being fat and out of shape in the gym when all these other people are around you. And it doesn't make you feel good. And you've tried potions and pills and powders like myself. You've tried diets. You've tried exercise. You watch television and you see all these beautiful people with these different types of exercise devices and you buy them and you think this will be the answer. You try this diet. You buy this diet book. And guess what? You lose weight. You're grumpy. You're tired. You're hungry all the time. You break your diet. You lose some weight and then you gain it all back. And it's a yo-yo effect and it's difficult. And we don't know what the problem is. And so now we look to medical science and we hear about it's the genes. You have a gene for being overweight and we'll develop this incredible, wonderful drug. The pharmaceutical industry will develop a drug which will solve the obesity problem. It's in the genes. You are genetically engineered to be obese. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's an absolute flagrant lie. Folks, here's the bottom line. 75% of the people in America aren't fat because of genes. Let's get real. That's not the reason why people are fat. Okay? Why are people fat? Well, let's think about this for a second in America. Today, more people in America are on diets than ever before in history. More people in America eat diet food than ever before in history. More people in America are taking diet pills or powders, or patches, than ever before in history. More people in America are buying exercise equipment and gym memberships than ever before in history. More people in America are, in fact, exercising formally than ever before in history. Yet, more people in America are fatter than ever before in history. And it's becoming epidemic, 60% to 75%, to 90%, depending on what numbers you look at, it is epidemic. Not becoming, it is. The kids today are overweight. Usually it wasn't. The kids were always skinny, and as you got 40 or 50, you put on weight. Now the kids are fat as well. We're all becoming fat. Why is that? Why is it? Because once you know the reasons why you're overweight, then I'm going to show you the secret, the weight loss miracle that you have been waiting for. The weight loss miracle that's going to allow you to lose weight faster and easier than ever before, and more importantly, keep it off. And the best part is eat virtually whatever you want. Right now, for example, folks, I'm not a skinny, skinny guy by any means. However, I enjoy all the food I want. I eat pizza. I eat pasta. I eat ice cream. I eat cookies. I eat cake. I eat steak. I eat eggs. I eat sandwiches. There's virtually nothing I don't eat. I eat as much as I want, anytime I want, and guess what? My weight is in check. I don't exercise like a maniac. I'm not on any crazy diets. I'm not hungry. I have loads of energy. I sleep fantastic. My health is dynamic and vibrant. I virtually never get sick. And I've lost all the weight using this technique, and I've kept that weight in check. Now, I'm not as skinny as a rail guy, and that's important for you to know. First thing I want to talk about in terms of, you know, why we're overweight and how to lose weight is a really important point. Every single person listening to this book on CD has to understand that all of you are different. You have different body shapes. Your bodies operate differently. You are all different. Some of you, for example, are just built to have lots of incredible muscles. Some of you are short. Some of you are tall. Some of you are built to be very thin and lean, and some of you have bigger shoulders or bigger hips and are going to be a little bit bulkier. Everyone is different. Now, genetics is not the reason why you're fat and overweight, but genetics do talk about or handle your body shape generally. Genetics do determine, for example, whether you have blue eyes or brown eyes. Genetics do determine whether you have blonde hair or bright red hair or black hair. Genetics do determine whether you are short or whether you are really tall. And genetics do determine whether you have big hips or big shoulders and will be a little bulkier, or if you're going to be very, very thin and skinny like a supermodel. If you watch television and look at athletes, look at professional athletes. They all have different builds. Some professional athletes, keep in mind these guys work out all the time. Being athletic and being in shape is their business. They need to do that in order to perform well and excel well and make huge amounts of money. But some athletes are really thin and skinny, and other athletes are much bulkier. What does that tell you? That tells us that all of us have different body styles and different body shapes, and that's okay. It's important that you realize that you don't have to be overweight, and you don't have to be obese. You don't have to be on diets for the rest of your life. You can eat the food you want and be at a normal, healthy weight. But what that means is you're not all going to be a skinny supermodel. If you have big hips like I do and big shoulders, I'm a big, bulky guy. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be super skinny. That's not how my body is designed. That's not healthy for my particular body. I'm a big, solid, bulky guy. But if I had a very skinny build, then I would be a very thin guy. That would be my normal, healthy weight and body shape. But you don't have to be fat. And that's really the point. So we all have, I just want to make sure you understand what your goal and objective is. Your goal and objective is really, if you put on a, gals, if you put on a bikini, or guys, if you put on some Speedo underwear or some Speedo swimming trunks, and you look into the mirror, are you happy with what you see? That's really it. Not all of you gals are going to have the body of a supermodel. And not all of you guys are going to have the bottle of an Olympic gymnast. Because we're not designed all the same. We are all different. But do we fit well in our clothes? Do we look well in our clothes? Do we have a tremendous amount of energy? Do we feel good about ourselves? Do we sleep good? Are we healthy? Are we vibrant? Are we dynamic? Are we not depressed? Do we look good going to the gym? Do we look good if we went to the beach or the swimming pool? Do we look good if we take our shirt off? That's what our objective is. To be trim, to be at your healthy weight, and combine that with whatever body style you happen to be given, because we all have a different body shape that we're given. That's really, really important. Now, when we talk about losing weight, people say, well, what is the method to losing weight? What is the answer? And as I mentioned at the beginning, these are my opinions, my conclusions, and people violently disagree. Now, some of you say, well, what is the scientific evidence? What is the truth about losing weight? Well, I believe this is the truth. But you have to understand that everybody believes that what their theory is the truth. And you have to also understand that when it comes to losing weight, everyone has a different theory, and theories change throughout the years. If you remember way back when, it used to be the four basic food groups. If you basically eat from the four basic food groups, which were, number one was meat, next was dairy, next was fruits and vegetables, and next was grains. Those were the four basic food groups. And we were told to eat something from the four basic food groups at every meal. Well, number one, who came up with the concept of the four basic food groups? Would it surprise you to know that the Dairy Association paid for these posters to be put in many of the schools? Because when I saw one of these posters, it said paid for by the American Dairy Association. The Dairy Association has one objective, to get people to eat and consume more dairy products. Isn't that interesting? That's why one of the whole food groups was dairy. Folks, you don't have to eat dairy to be healthy. If you like it, that's fine, but it's not a basic food group for health. It's an insane concept. There are people all over the world who consume no dairy products and are incredibly healthy. They live to be 100 years old. But the American Dairy Association tried to put that on us, that falsity, that untruth on us, in the attempt to brainwash us into believing that it was a requirement of health. So things change. We also have to understand where the information comes from. Where does the money flow? Who has a financial interest in getting you to believe certain things? By the way, many of these concepts are also discussed in my book called Natural Cures, They Don't Want You to Know About, one of the fastest-selling books of all time, which talks about how the money interests, the foundations, the associations, the pharmaceutical industry, the food industry, the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Trade Commission, all work together to hide true information about health and nutrition from the public, because it's in the financial interest of all of these groups to make sure people are sick. That way, pharmaceutical companies, for example, can sell more drugs. Pharmaceutical companies have only one objective, and that is to sell more drugs. If their objective was to make sure everyone was healthy, they'd all be out of business. And that's what you have to understand. You have to understand what is the money reasons, what are the financial reasons why certain things are. Who's making money on this? And that's when we really understand how things are taught to us, told to us, promoted to us. So the four basic food groups was one of the first things we always heard about. Then we heard about, if you need to lose weight, you have to be concerned with one thing, calories. Count your calories. If you want to lose weight, you have to consume low amounts of calories and exercise more. That was the basic theory. The problem with that is dieting doesn't work. Dieting will make you fatter. Anytime you go on a diet and reduce calories, your body goes into a starvation mode and says, oh my God, we're not getting very many calories. And so your whole body begins to change. Your metabolism begins to change, and it begins to say, listen, we need to slow down this guy's metabolism because he'll starve. So your body has a self-preservation mode, a survival mode. And when it goes into starvation mode or survival mode because you're reducing the amount of calories, all of the glands in your body that regulate your metabolism and your energy begin to slow down because it doesn't want to burn very many calories. Then when you go off your diet and start eating normally, your body says, ooh, we're getting some more food now. So we better store this food as fat in case this guy goes into starvation mode again. So dieting actually makes you fatter. It turns your body into a fat-storing machine and makes it much, much, much more difficult to lose weight. That is so important to you to understand. And you'll see this. If you want to lose weight, you got to eat and eat and eat. Eat when you're hungry. You can't be dieting because your body goes into starvation. It slows down the metabolism. You turn your body into a fat-storing machine. And then you become the person who says, hey, if I just even look at food, I gain weight. Guess what? You're right. You eat one little morsel, it turns to fat because your body has been programmed as a fat storing machine because of all of your dieting. Very important. The next thing we heard about was, it's the fat that makes you fat. You need to watch the fat gram. So buy food that says low fat, no fat, minimal fat, minor fat, zero fat, not too much fat. Watch the fat. Bad fat, good fat, fat, ooh, fat. It was like everything was about fat. Watch your fat. That's the biggest scam going. If you look at thin people all over the world, they consume huge amounts of fat. If you reduce or eliminate fat in your diet, your skin is going to look like an ancient person of 95 years old. It's going to shrivel up, and you're going to look like a prune. Your joints are going to ache. You're going to have arthritis problems. Your liver isn't going to work right. Your digestion's not going to work right. You need fat in your diet. low-fat diets are a scam. They don't work, they're hard, and the problem with low-fat diet is in order to make food taste good, when they take the fat out, guess what they load it up with? Sugar. So you go buy, well, these are low-fat cookies. Ooh, these are better. These are no-fat cookies. Yeah, these no-fat cookies have 10 times the sugar. Eat them and you're going to blow up like a blimp. The low-fat diet is a scam. Scam, 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 scam. Lie, lie, lie. Well, why do they promote it? Answer, to make money on you. That's why. Think about it. The next biggest scam, and I am sad to say that I was a promoter of this scam for several years until I learned the truth. And that was the low-carb diet, the South Beach-type diet, or the Atkins-type diet. And I promoted the Atkins program for several years until I learned the truth about it. The low-carb scam says it's the carbs that make you fat. So you can't eat carbs. Reduce the amount of carbohydrates. So don't eat the pasta. Don't eat the sugar. Don't eat the ice cream. Don't eat the bread. Stay away from bread. No wine. Too many carbohydrates. Can't have wine. Beer. Oh, my God. You can't have beer. Too many carbohydrates. Can't have pizza. Carbohydrates. Potatoes. No way. Carbohydrates. Stay away from the carbohydrates. Well, let's look at this for a second. Let's just analyze this. If you want to stay on a low-carb diet, you have to consume food that was manufactured by man, which sets chemical ingredients and artificial sweeteners like aspartame or sucralose and these type of things. You have to eat man-made produced stuff that couldn't even be produced 20 years ago. So what they're saying is, in order to be healthy, you have to be able to eat food that couldn't even be manufactured 20 or 30 years ago. That in itself is an insane concept. But let's look further. Low-carb. The low-carb diet says if you want to keep your weight low, you can't eat a lot of carbs. That's what they say. You cannot be thin while eating carbs. Let's go to a little country called China. Let's look at all throughout Asia, Japan, China, Thailand. Guess what? They eat something called rice. They eat rice morning, noon, and night. As a matter of fact, when you look at them, they eat 200 or 300 grams of carbohydrates a day. The low-carb guys say you can't eat more than 10 grams a day or 20 grams a day. But why is it that the Chinese eat 200 grams of carbohydrates a day and they're all skinny? Something to think about. Let's go around the globe. Let's go to a little country called Italy. Ah, the Italians eat pasta. At lunch, pasta, carbohydrates. They eat pasta for dinner. They eat gelato ice cream. And they eat pizza. And they drink wine. Tons of carbohydrates. Have you ever been to Italy? I have. Walk around the streets of Milan or Florence or Rome. Try to find a fat person. You won't. But look in the sidewalk cafes, you'll be seeing skinny people eating bowls of pasta. How do they do it? The Atkins people would say, you can't be thin by eating pasta. Well, just look at all the Italians. Let's scoot across Europe to France. Ah, the French. The French love their bread. Bread! Bread! With cheese. Soft, high-carbohydrate cheese. And wine. All day. Tons of bread. Bread, bread. They eat bread all the time. Tons of carbohydrates. Very few people are overweight. They're thin. Let's go to Africa or South America. Beans and rice. Beans and rice. Mexico, tortillas. Go to Mexico. Look through at Mexico City. The people are thin. All over the world. You look at Eastern Europe. I was in Kiev in the Ukraine. And I noticed that people were walking around the streets of Kiev, the center of Ukraine, eating ice cream. And I was talking to a friend, and they said, yes, we eat ice cream all the time. We eat bread all the time. Guess what? I couldn't find a fat person. Everyone was thin. Let's go over to Germany. Germans love their beer. Beer is full of carbohydrates. Full. very little, if any, obesity. I was in Norway. The average Norwegian has for breakfast big slabs of homemade bread topped with huge amounts of honey. Carbohydrates on top of carbohydrates. No obesity. Everyone was thin. The low-carb diet is a scam. As a matter of fact, at the end of this tape, I'll tell you how you can, if you feel like you were ripped off and scammed and lied to about the low-carb diet, there's a good chance I'm considering filing a class-action lawsuit against these companies on defrauding us into believing that the low-carb diet is the only way to lose weight and keep it off. I believe you've been defrauded. You may have bought products and books and all types of things and been scammed. Then we hear other things. Food combining. You can't eat anything except fruit in the morning. All types of crazy different theories and diets. The fact is, every single person is different and will react differently to different things. We all have different body styles. But there are some basic important concepts that you need to understand if you want to lose weight. And here's the basic concepts. Why are you overweight? Number one. The number one reason person is overweight is if you are overweight, you have a slow metabolism. Now, your metabolism means when you eat food, does it burn that food or does it convert it to fat? If you are overweight, you have a slow metabolism. A thin person generally has a very high metabolism. Whatever they eat, they just burn it off. Let me give you an example of this. I had a Shaolin monk from the Shaolin Temple in China come to my house in California for 2 weeks. I wanted to be trained by this guy. Now, the Shaolin Temple in China is where martial arts started. And the Shaolin monks, if some of you may remember the TV series Kung Fu with David Carradine, well, he played a Shaolin monk in that TV series. And so these guys are thin, they're incredibly athletic, they're some of the greatest martial artists in the world, their physical capabilities are beyond comprehension, their strength, power, and speed is amazing, their physical specimens more so than any Olympic athlete. They're incredible. And he came to my house to train me in some martial arts. And I thought, I'm just going to do everything he does. So I woke up when he woke up, we trained together for 5 hours a day, and I ate everything he ate. This guy ate 6 times a day. He ate more food than I've ever seen in my life. And he was a small guy. He was a lot shorter than me and pretty thin and very small stature. And I thought, I'm just going to eat what he eats. In 2 weeks, I gained over 15 pounds. And what did that tell you? That tell you my body's metabolism was a heck of a lot slower than his. He didn't gain anything. You understand? I did everything he did. And we all know a person like that. If you ate what they ate, you'd blow up like a balloon. Because fat people, people who have a problem with their weight, like myself, have a slower metabolism than others. And that means your thyroid isn't acting correct, your pancreas isn't acting correct, your liver is clogged up, your digestion system is messed up, and you have less muscle. Muscle burns fat. And that's very, very important. The second reason people are overweight is people who are overweight eat when they're not hungry. We call this emotional eating or compulsive eating. And the question I have to ask you, do you eat when you're not hungry? Of course you do. If you're overweight, you all eat when you're not hungry. Don't worry, there's a way to handle that. Third reason people are overweight is people who are fat have larger appetites. They're also hungry more of the time. Thin people can go 3, 4, 5 hours without being hungry. Fat people are always hungry. So not only do you eat when you're not hungry, but you also are always hungry, so you're eating because you're hungrier more. The next reason a person is overweight is fat people have hormonal imbalances. That means their body's hormones are not operating correctly. And there's reasons for that, which I'll explain, but I'm going to tell you how to correct the problem. By the way, this CD is the abridged version of the book. If I were to give you all the information in the book, I'd be on the CD for about 14 hours. So I'm giving you the abridged version. If you want to get all the information, you can go to naturalcures.com and order the book. I'll also give you an 800 number at the end where you can order the book on how to lose weight for all the information. I also highly recommend the book, which talks about health in general, called Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. The next reason a person's overweight is people who are overweight, when they do eat, always eat usually more food than thin people. Usually a fat person has larger portions, usually. The next reason a person is overweight is people who are overweight consume a lot of diet food. You have diet soda, different types of prepackaged foods that are designed for overweight people. You're looking for low-fat products, low-carbohydrate products. You're always concerned about your weight, so you're making choices that are diet food or diet-oriented. And the problem is these diet foods actually make you fatter. I'll explain that later. The next reason a person's overweight is because overweight people have lots of toxins in their body that have not been flushed out. You are toxic. How did you get these toxins in? You got them from the food you ate. You got them from the air you breathe, from what you drink. You got them from the drugs that you've taken, both prescription and non-prescription. They stay in the fatty tissue in the body, and they make you bloat up. When you have lots of toxicity in your body needs to retain more fluid to dilute that toxicity so you don't die. So people who are toxic are always bloated. So there's an excellent chance you're toxic. The next reason a person's overweight is overweight people have a tendency to eat late. When you eat late, whatever you eat, because your body metabolism goes to zero when you sleep, whatever you eat late will turn and convert to fat much easier than other times during the day. The next reason a person is overweight is because overweight people are usually more susceptible to the growth hormone that is put in all the meat, poultry, and dairy products. Most of you don't know this, but when you buy steak or dairy products, milk and cheese, or poultry, today, this wasn't around 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, and it's not around in other countries in the world. But today in America, those products, meat, you know, all types of meat, poultry, and dairy products, they're loaded with growth hormone to make the animals grow faster so those companies can make more money. The problem is when we eat that, that growth hormone affects us and gives us all types of problems. Number one, it makes us fat because that's what it's designed to do to the animal, makes them grow and become fatter quicker. So this is one of the reasons why, for example, today in America, boys and girls are reaching puberty much, much sooner. You know, 7-year-old girls have breasts and starting their menstrual cycles, and 7-year-old boys are reaching puberty. It's like, what's going on? It's because of the growth hormone that they're ingesting via the meat, poultry, and dairy. And fat people are very susceptible to this, and their bodies are really adversely affected. It makes you fat. The next reason a person is overweight is you actually see yourself as being fat. A fat person visualizes and sees himself being fat, and the thoughts have a powerful impact on your weight. Next reason a person's overweight is because fat people usually don't eat breakfast. 85% of thin people eat a breakfast, and a substantial one. The majority of fat people have little or no breakfast at all. Very significant. The next reason you're overweight is because you have yo-yo dieted. And this is the big one, and this is the bad news. But don't worry, I got good news afterwards. But here's the bad news. If you've gained weight, then lost it, gained weight, then lost it, then gained it back, then lost it, then gained it back, then lost it again, if you've done that yo-yo dieting even two or three times, I've done it probably 50 times, but if you've done it two, three, four, or five times, the problem is you've screwed up your body so much that your metabolism doesn't know what the heck's going on. And the fact of the matter is to lose weight and reset your body is going to be more difficult than somebody who's just gradually gained weight and wants to lose it for the very first time. That person's going to be a lot easier. If you've yo-yo dieted, you're going to have a little bit harder time because your body's so messed up it doesn't know what the heck's going on. You've confused it so much. Your glands are messed up, your hormones are messed up, your metabolism's messed up, your digestive system is messed up. Everything is screwed up. And for you, like me, it's going to be a little bit harder. But no need to worry. This program will be easier and more effective than anything else you do. This system that I'm describing in this book on CD is going to be, in my opinion, more effective than anything else. It'll be easier, faster, and more importantly, will reset it'll reset your body so that you can keep the weight off once and for all. Now, here is the last reason a person's overweight, and here is the bomb. I am blowing the lid on one of the greatest scams of all time. I am blowing the whistle on the dirty little secret that the food industry and the government doesn't want you to know. Why is it that Americans are more overweight than any other person on the planet? And why is it that when a person from a foreign country who's thin comes to America and eats the exact same food, or at least they think so, and they exercise the exact same way, but within weeks they start gaining weight? Why is it when people come to America who are thin and they don't change their eating habits, they don't change their exercise habits, but within weeks or months they start gaining weight? And why is it no matter what we do in America, no matter how much we exercise, no matter how much we diet, we still are gaining more weight? Why is that? Here's the reason, folks. The food industry is purposely putting ingredients in the food to make you hungry, to get you physically addicted, and make you fat. You're hearing this right. Remember the tobacco industry? For years, the tobacco industry were manufacturing cigarettes and putting ingredients in the cigarettes purposely to get people addicted to the cigarettes. They were putting ingredients in the cigarettes on purpose to get you addicted. They knew that this ingredient got people addicted, and that's what they wanted. They didn't put the ingredient on the label, and they lied, 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 and they denied it for years before Congress. They just denied it. They denied it in court. Oh, no, no, no. And then finally a whistleblower came out. And they made a movie about this with Russell Crowe called The Insider. A whistleblower came out from the inside and said, they're lying. They are putting chemicals in the cigarettes to get you physically addicted, and they've been lying for 30 or 40 years. What a story. Guess what? The food industry is doing exactly the same thing. Now, they deny it. They say I'm crazy, that I don't know what I'm talking about, but let me tell you, my insiders, I know. They deny it. They say I'm wrong. I believe I'm right. The food industry is putting ingredients, chemicals in the food purposely because they know that these ingredients they're putting in the food get people physically addicted. These ingredients get you and make you hungrier, and these ingredients make you fat. Why would they do that? Because the food companies are publicly traded companies who are only interested in making profit. That's what their legal responsibility is. They only want to make profit. Okay? And the only way food companies can make more profit is if they sell more food and produce that food in the cheapest possible manner. How do they sell more food? Well, if you ate some food and all of a sudden that food made you hungrier within seconds, you'd have to eat some more and eat some more and eat some more, and that's good for the food manufacturer. If that food then all of a sudden got you physically addicted, where tomorrow you're having like some shakes and you don't feel good and you're just like, you know, I need to go to the store and get something. You're like a drug addict, and you go and you eat that food and you go, oh, I feel better now. I feel better now. That's an addiction. They talked about this in the movie Supersize Me, where the guy was eating at McDonald's for 30 days, and he said, I feel like a drug addict. He goes, when I'm not eating the food, I don't feel good, but as soon as I eat it, oh, I feel so much better. Oh, I feel better now. Of course, in 30 days, he gained 22 pounds, and it took him 8 months to lose it. Think about that. The guy ate at McDonald's exclusively for 30 days. The movie is called Supersize Me. Watch it. It's a great movie. Explains this a little bit more. You can see it visually, what happens. So the ingredients being put in the food by the food manufacturers, they get you and make you hungrier, and they also get you physically addicted, and they also are designed to shut down and change your metabolism so that you'll blow up like a balloon, because fat people eat more food. How shocking. This is why it's so difficult to lose weight. And a lot of these foods are called diet foods. That's the amazing thing. That's the amazing thing. So what are we to do? How do we lose weight? Folks, here is the system. Now, the system is simple. Each one of these items is simple. Some of you think, is that all? And the answer is, yep, that's all. Is that it? Yep, that's it. Will it work? Yep, it works. I told you this is going to be the easiest, simplest, most effortless way you've ever tried to lose weight. More importantly, you'll lose weight easier and faster than ever before, but more importantly, it's going to reset your whole body's metabolism. Instead of you right now are a fat storing machine. Your body is really efficient at storing fat and keeping you fat. Okay, because of all the yo-yo dieting and all the other things I talked about. That's how your body is right now. What we need to do is change it, make it a fat burning machine so your body is really efficient at keeping you thin. So you want to lose the weight, reset your body, keep you thin so that you can eat anything you want in the future, and you're always thin. That's the objective, and that's what these steps will do. All right, number one, drink a glass of water immediately upon arising. When you wake up in the morning, right next to your bed, you should have a glass of water, or as soon as you get up, just get a glass of water. 8 ounces. Absolutely no tap water. You can't drink tap water. You can drink distilled water. You can get a distiller. If you go to naturalcures.com, I'll tell you the distiller that I use and recommend. You can also get some bottled water. Now, I like Fiji water. Narawa water, which is a Japanese kind of water, is excellent. Evian's okay. Volvic is very good. There's a lot of good brands of bottled water. If you have a reverse osmosis filter in your house, that's okay. I'll talk about water filters later, but it can't be tap water. Ideally, distilled water made from a distiller in your house. Second option is bottled water, the ones I just mentioned. Third option is water from a reverse osmosis filter you have in your house. And quite frankly, those are the only three options. There's no other water you should be drinking. Number two, eat a big breakfast. Now, by the way, if you just do these two things and do nothing else, in 30 days, you'll lose weight. Eat, because I know you're listening and you don't eat breakfast. Eat a big breakfast. You have to eat a big breakfast. Here's what you can eat. By the way, keyword is big breakfast. And you should be eating your breakfast within 45 minutes after getting up. Because when you eat food, you start the metabolism process. Your body starts to reset itself and starts burning food. Okay, eat as much as you want of. They have to be organic. I explain this in the books in detail why you can't eat non-organic stuff. It has too many chemicals in it, and it'll make you fat. You have to have organic. So eat as much as you want. Apples, pears, any kind of berry, kiwis, pineapples, grapefruit, plums, peaches, prunes, figs. Rye bread, read the ingredients, it can't have any sugar in it. In America, they throw sugar in all the bread. It should not have sugar. Raw butter. Raw means not pasteurized and not homogenized. It'll also mean it's not going to have any growth hormone in it. Raw milk, same thing. Plain yogurt, that means no sugar, no fruit in it. Plain. Wild smoked salmon. Beef in any form, as long as it's organic. The beef cannot have growth hormone in it or any pesticides. Chicken in any form, as long as it's organic. Lamb in any form, as long as it's organic. Tuna, sardines, eggs. The eggs have to be free range, they cannot be pasteurized, and they have to be organic. Tomatoes, peppers, salsa, celery, carrots, any vegetable. Potatoes in limited amounts. Coffee, a cup maximum, made with pure water, either distilled water, reverse osmosis, or bottled water. Categorically, no tap water. You can use raw milk or raw cream. If you want to sweeten it, you can use some raw, evaporated, organic sugar cane juice or raw honey. You can also use an herb called stevia, which you can get in a health food store. If you like tea, that's fine, but don't use tea in tea bags unless it's organic. Number three, throughout the day, drink 8 glasses of distilled water a day. If you can't use distilled, use the bottled waters I recommended. If you can't do that, reverse osmosis. Otherwise, you don't. But you have to drink water. Drinking water will help flush out the toxins, and just by drinking water, if you did nothing else and just drank 8 glasses of water, I know you don't drink water. Now, water is water. Water is not juice. Water's not coffee. Water's not tea. Water's not soda. Water's not beer. Water's not wine. Water is water. You drink 8 glasses of water a day, guarantee in 30 days you'll lose weight because toxins will flush out of your fat cells. Number 4, walk at least 1 hour nonstop per day. Go at any speed you want. Now, the body is designed to walk. I mentioned that more people in America are exercising than ever before, but guess what? They're not walking. In Europe, for example, people walk an average of 10 to 12 miles a day. In America, they walk an average of 1/10 of a mile. That's unbelievable. If you did nothing else but just walked for 1 hour a day, in 30 days, you'll lose about 10 pounds. Walk. Just walk. Not uphill. I'm not talking go for a hike. Just walk. Walk, but it should be nonstop for one solid hour. Hey, some people think, well, I don't have time to do that. Okay, it's walking outside, by the way. It's not walking in your house on a treadmill. It's walking. People don't understand the definition sometimes. You need to get outside, get some air, look around. There's a lot of benefits to that, but the walking is so vitally important. It's incredible. You have no idea. I'm giving you, by the way, a list of importance. Next, stop eating after 6 o'clock. Now, this is going to be hard for a lot of you because a lot of you don't get home till 7 from work. But the ideal scene is stop eating after 6. Have your last meal about 5:30, quarter 6, and then stop eating. And you should be going to bed anyways between 9 and 10. But stop eating at 6. Well, if you can't do that, all right, well, stop eating at 6:30. If you can't do that, stop eating at 7. Well, if you can't do that, stop eating at 7:30. As close to 6 as possible is so important. Now, if you just did that, you'll lose weight. Next, do a candida cleanse. I don't have time to get into all the details here, but here's the bottom line. Candida albicans is a yeast overgrowth. If you've ever taken even one antibiotic pill in your life, you have a candida yeast overgrowth. It affects different people different ways, but in all of my observations, every single person who's overweight has a candida yeast overgrowth in your colon. What that means is, if you're listening to this, here's the question. Do you have 3 bowel movements a day? No. Good. That means you're constipated. Do you have 2 bowel movements a day? No. Okay, you're really constipated. Do you have 1 bowel movement a day? No. Okay, you're really, really constipated. Do you have 1 bowel movement every 2 or 3 days? Oh, yeah. Okay, you're going to die. And you're going to be fat forever. You are constipated. If you want to be thin, thin people have 3 bowel movements a day. Guess when animals have bowel movements? Right after they eat. So if they eat 3 times a day, they have a bowel movement. If they eat 4 times or 5 times, they have 4 or 5 bowel movements. What goes in goes right out. Your digestion is all messed up. Why is your digestion messed up? Well, you're missing enzymes. There's a lot of reasons. But you have a candida yeast overgrowth. You need to do a candida cleanse. The best candida cleanse I know of. And you can go to a health food store and ask for candida cleanses. You can go on the internet. You can go to my website, naturalcures.com. The best candida cleanse that I know of is put together by a dear friend of mine I've known for 15 years, Dr. Jeff McCombs, who's a chiropractor. He wrote a book called Life Force, and he goes and gives you the specific cleanse and the products that you can take to cleanse and get rid of the candida. If you just did a candida cleanse, you would feel better, have more energy, think clearer, your eyes would be whiter, your skin would look beautiful, your hair would be fantastic, you would automatically lose the pouch around your midsection, your stomach would immediately shrink. The reason people have belly fat is not because of cortisol, the hormone that we're hearing about on TV. It's because if you have a candida yeast overgrowth in the intestine and you're so clogged up. That's the reason. And the reason why your metabolism is so low and your digestion is so screwed up and you are a fat storing machine instead of a fat burning machine is candida. You need absolutely to blow out the candida. If you don't get rid of the candida, you're not going to lose weight and keep it off forever. And you'll never feel good. That's the problem. You'll never feel dynamic and vibrant. You got to do this candida cleanse. So you can go to my website, naturalcures.com. And get information on that book, Life Force. You can buy it anywhere, but you can buy it from us as well. And that'll tell you all the specific products, or you can go to a health food store and get the specific ones. I give you some specific cleanses on my website as well. Number 7, do a colon cleanse. The Candida Cleanse gets rid of the Candida, but I mentioned it's very associated with the colon. So you have to do a colon cleanse. Your digestive system is slow and sluggish. You're constipated. That constipation is caused probably by Candida, but you got to get rid of the Candida and you got to clean out the colon. They're really, 6 and 7 here are very similar, but they are different. You can go to the health food store and say, I want to do a colon cleanse, a 7-day colon cleanse. Usually it's some herbs, maybe it's some psyllium. There's a whole bunch of different colon cleanses. I think a lot of them are very, very good. Some of them are different. Some of them are easier than others. I do make some personal recommendations on my website, naturalcures.com, but you can also go to your health food store and just ask and inquire, or go on the internet and look for colon cleanse. But you gotta get and clean out your colon categorically if you want to lose weight, and you'll feel so much better, and you'll lose the belly fat right around the midsection. If you do a colon cleanse in 3 days, all your pants will start falling off, because that's where all the junk is stored, and that's why you get that little belly. Okay, number 8. Eat organic grapefruits all day long. Remember the grapefruit diet? Well, guess what? There is an enzyme in grapefruits that actually burns fat. I hate grapefruits, so I can't do this one. But if you want to lose weight, you eat as many grapefruits as you can all day. Just make sure that they are absolutely organic and they're fresh. Don't get canned or don't get non-organic. Organic grapefruits. Don't get grapefruit juice in the store. No. Real grapefruits, because you want the fiber. Number 9, absolutely no aspartame or any artificial sweeteners. Aspartame goes by the brand name NutraSweet, and other artificial sweeteners like sucralose and things. No. They make you fat. It's one of the biggest scams going. There's several books on this. Aspartame, is it safe? And excitotoxins, the taste that kills. Aspartame is an excitotoxin. I'm telling you, this is one of the most dangerous artificial ingredients and sweeteners ever. You should not consume it under any circumstances. Other people disagree with me. This is my opinion. You can go to naturalcures.com if you want to get those books and learn more about that. But just stay away from it. You'll lose weight. No monosodium glutamate, MSG. This is also an excitotoxin. The problem with MSG is if you read the label and it says monosodium glutamate, it's obvious. Don't eat it. But even if it says things like artificial flavoring, spices, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, they're all MSG in disguise. So stay away from any of those type of things. And it's really, really important. Again, the book Excitotoxins talks about that. Number 11, you need to take digestive enzymes. If you're overweight, your digestion is all screwed up. You don't have the ability to produce enough digestive enzymes. You're not eating raw food, so you're not getting digestive enzymes. You've taken drugs, even aspirin or antibiotics that have killed your ability to produce digestive enzymes. You've yo-yo dieted. Your body doesn't know how to produce digestive enzymes. It forgot it needs to. It gives you gas, bloating, indigestion, acid reflux, constipation, and all types of problems. You need to go to your health food store and say, I need some digestive enzymes. You need to take them with each meal for at least 60 days to start getting your body acclimated. Believe me, you are going to feel so much better. You're immediately going to get all the constipation and gas and bloating are going to be dramatically reduced. You'll be able to eat less food because you'll be assimilating the nutrients from that food. And you'll start losing weight and you'll start getting your body normalized again. Number 12, don't eat any diet sodas. Number one, they all have artificial sweeteners, so it's pretty much already covered. But the bottom line is stay away from any diet food. If it's a diet food or a food that is for losing weight, do not eat it. They're specifically designed to make you fat. Number 13, this is a big one for all you fat guys and gals like me. No fast food. Okay, let's list them all. McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Del Taco, Steak and Shake, White Castles. Now, the list goes on and on and on and on. A fast food restaurant is death to someone who's trying to lose weight. Oh, but they have the salads. No, but the dressings are all loaded with chemicals. The salad itself. There was a newspaper report in the London newspaper that said salads are causing birth defects because the food, if it's in these restaurants, they have to make it last for a long time. So they take the lettuce and they submerge it in this chlorine-loaded water. If you drank the water, you'd die. They sop it in this chlorine water to kill bacteria, but then the salad absorbs all the poisons. Then they spray it with more chemicals so it stays nice and good-looking for another week, and then you eat it. And those chemicals are making you fat, okay? They're toxic and they're making you fat. So stay away from fast food and stay away from any restaurant that's a chain. If it's a national chain or a local chain, just stay away from it. The food is designed to make you fat, folks. Okay? Number 14, no high fructose corn syrup. Read the ingredients. If it says high fructose corn syrup, this product categorically makes you blow up like a balloon. Stay away from it. 15, stay away from white sugar and white flour. If you want sugar, use organic raw honey. You can go to the health food store. There's a great product called Rapunzel, which makes an organic raw sugar cane, which is delicious. There's also stevia, which is an herb you can get at a health food store. But no white sugar, okay? No white flour. If you're going to use flour, use a whole grain flour, okay? But no white flour. Next, eat organic apples all day. Remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, three apples a day keeps the fat away. Apples, apples, apples. Just eat them. Organic, they're delicious, fantastic. If you're going to eat meat, poultry, and fish, they have to be organic because you can't eat this if it has growth hormone in it. Okay? So just eat meat, poultry, and fish, but it has to be organic. If you're going to have dairy products, do it in limited amounts. Ideally, for the first 30 or 45 days, you eliminate dairy products. But if you have to have some milk or yogurt or cheese, just do it in limited amounts, but make sure you get organic. Ideally, raw. That means non-homogenized and no pasteurized. But it's got to be organic, otherwise it's going to be loaded with the genetically modified stuff and the growth hormone that's going to make you fat. Next, your liver is all clogged up if you're fat. I just know it. I just know it. You got to clean it if you want to lose fat, to turn your body into a fat-burning machine instead of a fat-storing machine. You need to do a liver cleanse. It's simple. There's some herbs. Go to your health food store. Say, I need to do a liver cleanse. What do you recommend? There's a bunch of products in the health food store that are good. You can go on the internet, punch in liver cleanse. There's a bunch of products. You can go to my website, naturalcures.com, and you can get my recommended liver cleanses as well. Next, at lunch and dinner, eat a big salad with whatever else you're ordering. I know some people just can't, you know, you're going to break one of these rules, right? You're going to go to the fast food joint. Fine, but eat a big, big, big salad. If you're going to eat anything for lunch and dinner, add to it a big salad. Put any fruits and vegetables, any vegetables you want in it. If you like fruit as well. Some people like apple slices and things as well. But a big salad, and for the dressing, organic olive oil, an organic lemon, squeeze it, and organic vinegar. And if you really want to speed it up, use organic apple cider vinegar. You can use some sea salt, some fresh organic pepper, some garlic. That's all great. But that's what your dressing is, and it's delicious. Rebound. All right, you do need to do some exercise. We talked about walking as the most important. There's also what's called a rebounder, which is a mini trampoline. It's the only exercise in the world that exercises every cell in the body, cleans out the toxins from the cells, tones you up from head to toe, because it exercises every cell in the body simultaneously, and also helps clear out your lymphatic system. So the rebounding, jumping on a little mini trampoline, stimulates every cell in the body, increases metabolism, makes you burn fat faster, and cleanses you out. You can get mini trampolines anywhere. There's also a couple books on rebounding that are excellent. You can go to your health food store, ask them for the books on rebounders. Go to go on the internet, punch in rebounder or mini trampoline, and there's a bunch of people that sell them. They're excellent. 22, add hot peppers. Anything spicy or hot increases metabolisms and makes you burn fat quicker. So add hot peppers, if you can stand it, to anything. Cayenne pepper is one of the best because it also has benefits to the heart and the blood and the circulatory system as well. Next, apple cider vinegar. Organic apple cider vinegar has magical properties of cleansing the body and eliminating fat directly from the cells. It pulls the fat out and gets it right out of the system. So if you really want to speed up the process, before breakfast, lunch, and dinner, take a couple teaspoons of apple cider vinegar right before you start eating. It's phenomenal. You'll just start burning fat like crazy. 24, breathe. Fat people don't breathe very well. They breathe from the upper part of their chest. Oxygen burns fat. So you have to breathe and breathe deeply. If you go for a walk, you'll start increasing the breathing. If you rebound, you'll increase your breathing. But you can also just do some breathing exercises. There's a bunch of different videos and books on this. The breathing exercises take about 5 to 7 minutes. You can do it once or twice a day. The benefits include relaxation, recentering, eliminates or alleviates depression, stress, anxiety, and burns fat. Number 25, wear magnetic finger rings. There's a ring that was developed that has magnets on it that you put on the little finger of each hand when you go to sleep. The health benefits of this are staggering, and the benefits of the metabolism are amazing. This actually helps reverse the aging process. People tell me that after a year, not only has it slowed the aging process, but people are looking younger and having more energy. You can go on the on my website, naturalcures.com, and I'll give you the information about these rings, where to get them. I don't sell any of this stuff, by the way. I just tell you what I recommend, and I have no financial interest in anything that I recommend whatsoever. Zero. I do it only because I want you to get the best. Number 26, get 15 colonics in 15 days. This is a tough one. Do the best you can. I mentioned your colon is all screwed up. A colonic is basically water in the colon, which cleanses it out. You go to a place for about 30 to 40 minutes. It's painless, doesn't hurt, it's cleansing. Let me tell you something. You will drop probably 10 pounds in 15 days if you just did this. And all of your clothes around the waist will be bigger because this will clean out all of the junk that's stuck in there. The average person has 20 pounds of undigested fecal matter in their colon. Think about it. You want to lose 20 pounds? Let's get that out. Bam! 20 pounds instant. And guess what? Right around the midsection, gals, you can look so much better in those dresses. Guys, the love handles, dramatically reduced. 27, add muscle. Muscle burns fat. Doing some exercise to increase muscle strength will make you burn fat quicker. Best way to do it is yoga, Pilates, Chinese Kung Fu, or old-fashioned Jack LaLanne type exercise that you do in your house. There are a lot of videos and books and places you can go. You don't need to do crazy aerobics. You don't need to run. You don't need to do the Stairmaster. You don't need to be a weightlifter. You can do this in 20 minutes a day in your own house, some basic exercises which help stretch the body and increase muscle. You can go to any health food store and look at some books. You can go and do some basic stretching and moving that you need to do. Nobody works in the farm anymore, so we're not exercising our body. We sit around all day. To do a little exercise is really important. 28. Fast. This should be number one, but it's the hardest. Most people will never do this. But if you really want to cleanse out your system, lose weight, if you really want to reset the whole body, a juice fast is the best way to detoxify the body, flush the fat cells, reset your body's weight set point, and allow you to keep that weight off forever. It'll do so many health benefits in addition to losing weight. It should be done under supervision of a healthcare professional. And there's a lot of books on fasting. The best book on the fast, and I've done this myself several times over the years, is called The Miracle of Juice Fasting by Pavro Arola. The Miracle of Juice Fasting. You can get it at naturalcures.com or I'm sure amazon.com. There's a bunch of places that sell it. If you do buy books, please buy it from naturalcures.com, my website. I do make money when you buy books from me. And I would help. That would help me in terms of what I'm doing and researching this area. 29. Cheat whenever you want. Okay, those are all the things you should do. And we all know you're going to break them. So that's okay. But here's the point. Cheat whenever you want, but you don't feel bad about it. If you're sitting there and somebody says, would you like a piece of chocolate cake? You're going to go, yeah. Well, you know, I'm on a diet. Trying to lose weight. I know what Kevin told me. Okay. All right, so what do you do? Listen, if you're going to cheat, enjoy it. Enjoy it. You see, it's better to eat the cake and enjoy it than not eat the cake and feel horrible. Do you understand that? See, if you're sitting here and you're given the choice of the cake, the first best situation is for you to look at that cake and go, wow, that looks delicious, but you know, I'm really full, no thank you. That's the first, that's the best place to be. Okay? The second best place to be is to go, wow, that looks really, really, really good. You know something? I think I'll take it. So you take it, and you eat it, and you go, wow, this is fantastic. This is delicious. Wow, I love this. I deserve this. This is good. See, that's the second best. The best is to go, no thank you, but having no problem. The second best is actually eating it and enjoying it. The third best is going, well, no, I'm not going to. I know I want it, but I'm not going to. So you don't eat it, but you feel terrible. You see, that's worse. You'll gain weight doing that faster than by actually eating it and enjoying it. And the last one, which is the worst of all, is actually eating it and feeling guilty. You'll blow up like a balloon doing that. The thinking process is so, so important. Now, lastly is this. You have uncontrollable urges. You eat when you're not hungry. You eat when you're not hungry. You have to eliminate these urges. The best way to do it is with a technique that was developed by a guy by the name of Roger Callahan. I've used this technique myself. I've taught it to others. It takes less than 2 minutes to do this technique, and this technique can virtually eliminate or reduce the urge to eat when you're not hungry. Now, it's described in detail on a videotape and a book. You go to naturalcures.com, and you can get information on it, or you can call us at 800-931-4721 for any of the books I recommended. It's 800-931-4721. The name of this book is Tapping the Healer Within, How to Instantly Conquer Fears, Anxieties, and Emotional Distress by Roger Callahan. It's a simple technique. It was discussed on national television. I've used it myself all over the world for phobias, stress reduction, anxiety. But the greatest one is for an uncontrollable urge to eat when you're not hungry. It's an incredibly powerful, powerful technique. If you want any of the books that I've talked about or want any additional information, just go to naturalcures.com. You can email me. I love to hear from people. I love to get your questions. I personally respond to everything, or one of my staff will get right back to you. I do read almost every single email and letter I get, so I would love to hear your results. If you want this book on eliminating the uncontrollable urge to eat when you're not hungry, and you know what I'm talking about. You know, you have that ice cream sitting there, and you go, oh, ice cream. Oh, ice cream. Oh, I have to eat it. And you can't control yourself. I was at a fat farm once, and there was a beautiful, wonderful lady there, very famous singer on Broadway. I won't mention her name. But she was trying to lose weight. And we were visiting, and she said, I said, well, what's your, you know, what do you love more than anything? She goes, I love ice cream, Häagen-Dazs ice cream, butter pecan. And I said, that's your favorite? And as she was just describing it, you could see the anxiety that was coming over her face. You know, we're in this fat farm, we're not eating much, right? And I said, well, I learned this technique to eliminate the urge. Maybe we should give it a try. She goes, oh, I'll try anything. Okay, great. So I actually hopped in my car and went down to the store and bought a pint of this ice cream. And I brought it back, and I said, hey, and I put it in the bowl, and I said, look what I got. And I showed her this ice cream. I thought that this woman was going to have a heart attack. I mean, like her, you know, her face changed, her breathing changed. She goes, oh, it looks so good. I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten so much. And I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, where's your urge for that ice cream? 100. You know, I said, well, let me use this technique. So I used this technique. Took less than 2 minutes. And then I said, where's your urge now? And she looked at that ice cream, and you could tell her face changed, all the muscles relaxed, her breathing changed, and she looked at that ice cream and just said, oh, my God. I go, so where's your urge on a scale of 1 to 10? She goes, it's 0. And I go, no, here, look, smell it. Imagine how delicious it's going to taste. And I held it up to her nose, and she goes, I'm not interested. What did you do? I don't want it. She couldn't believe it. She wrote me 6 months later and said, you know, I still have never had an urge to eat ice cream. It's gone. And I've been to restaurants and they've offered it, and I go, you know, I'm really, it doesn't appeal to me anymore. It was unbelievable. So if you have urges like that, maybe for potato chips or for cookies or for and candies and nuts or fast food, this technique can be one of the most powerful techniques you could ever use to help eliminate or reduce that. And the book is called, again, Tapping the Healer Within, How to Instantly Conquer Fears, Anxieties, and Emotional Distress. It takes just 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes to use the technique. It's very, very, very simple and could really be the answer. That number, again, you can call to order is 800-931-4721. We also, I believe, have a videotape on it. Or just go to naturalcures.com. Folks, these techniques may seem simple and easy, but the fact is they are simple and they are easy. But the important thing is, are they effective? I believe you'll lose more weight faster and easier using these techniques than anything else ever. And I believe you'll be able to keep the weight off once and for all. Please go to naturalcures.com. Please write me. Tell me your story. And please take a before picture and take an after picture 30 to 60 days later and send those to me. I would love to see those pictures and maybe use you in an upcoming television show so you can tell others how powerful and effective these techniques are. To your good health and to your successful weight loss campaign. This is Kevin Trudeau, the author, wishing you well. Bye-bye.